This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. Welcome to the Health Ranger Report. Today's topic is about how the founder of Planned Parenthood was a genocidal racist whose goal was to exterminate blacks. And I'm going to start that discussion by pointing out that most liberals and progressives are entirely ignorant of actual history. They don't know any history, and what they think they know is backwards. For example, most liberals, if you tell them, you know, if you remind them, oh, Abraham Lincoln, you know, freed the slaves, right? This is sort of one of the narratives of history. Was Abraham Lincoln, you might ask, was he a Democrat or a Republican? And nearly all liberals will say, well, he was a Democrat because he freed the slaves. He must have been a Democrat. Well, they're wrong. Actually, Abraham Lincoln was a Republican. And it turns out that the KKK was run by Democrats. And it was actually Republicans who pushed through the 1964 Civil Rights Act. But it was Democrats who wanted segregation. They wanted to separate whites and blacks in schools and restaurants and buses and so on. The real racism in America's history comes from Democrats. And this is a story, well, this is true history that has been covered up and just insidiously lied about. And the Democrats have tried to erase this from history so that black people will keep voting for Democrats, even while Democrats are trying to exterminate blacks. And there's no better example of this than Margaret Sanger of Planned Parenthood. And this is why it is so astonishing to me that recently when we had, I don't know, 500,000 white women marching in Washington in support of Planned Parenthood, it was basically a genocidal march. They might as well have called it the March of Murder Against Blacks, because that's what it was, a bunch of white women out there marching for abortion to murder black babies. And even a lot of black folks don't know this history, which is one reason why I'm putting this out there right now. So Planned Parenthood, it does exist to exterminate blacks. It is a genocidal, murderous organization that pretends to be rooted in women's rights and women's health. I don't know how you call it women's health when you're murdering living babies. You know, how is it health if you take a baby, you partially birth the baby to where their head comes out, and then you murder them, you chop off their head, you sell that for, quote, scientific research, because that's what they do. That's what the videos have shown, the undercover videos. And then they call that women's health. Everything about Planned Parenthood is rooted in lies and deception, and, frankly, incredible evil. The entire goal of Planned Parenthood, as it was founded by Margaret Sanger, was to eliminate what they called, I think they called black people human weeds. Human weeds. Can you think of a more denigrating term? And they wanted to exterminate the weeds like you might spray Roundup on some dandelions that are growing through the cracks in your sidewalk. This is the way that Democrats view black people. And yet, no one sees the irony, or at least, well, some do, but the media won't report any of this, so they don't report the irony of a bunch of rich white women marching in Washington to support the ongoing systematic genocidal murder of black people. That is what we witnessed in the Planned Parenthood March in Washington, the so-called Pussy Hat March. I mean, how vulgar is it? This is where Madonna spoke and how she wanted to blow up the White House, and Ashley Judd spoke about how she's nasty and spills her menstrual blood on the bed sheets and so on. I mean, it's just vulgar, mentally ill, insane leftists. And that is what Planned Parenthood is all about. It is about insanity, mass murder. There's a book out there on Gosnell. Gosnell was the mass abortion murderer who was thankfully arrested and halted. And he was a mass murderer who focused on black babies. And in fact, I want to encourage you to get that book. It's called Gosnell, G-O-S-N-E-L-L, The Untold Story of America's Most Prolific Serial Killer. And the guy's name is Dr. Kermit Gosnell. And he was convicted of killing just four people, including three babies, but he's known to have killed hundreds in a killing spree that spanned over 30 years. And the reason he was only charged with four crimes is because the city in which he was operating, they didn't want to make their murder statistics look high. I think it was Philadelphia or somewhere like that. So they only charged him with four murders instead of the, you know, 100+ that he was actually engaged in. And Dr. Kermit Gosnell was a champion of the abortion industry, which, again, is a genocidal, murderous, anti-black, extremely racist organization. And how do you know that's true? Well, if you look at the Planned Parenthood operations, the clinics, so to speak, although they're mostly filthy, horrific places, rat-infested, I mean, you can't even really call it a medical clinic. There's nothing medical about it. They're just, they're murder chop shops is what they are. But where they're located is in the inner cities. They are located in the black communities because that's their target. They want to target black people. And the founders of Planned Parenthood knew that if they could convince black people to murder their own babies, then they could suppress the growth of the black population. Because you see, they didn't want to walk around society and see people that they called, quote, human weeds running around society, because they were white people who didn't want, they didn't like black people. So, I mean, yeah, it's grotesque. It is so offensive and so vile and so evil. And this is embraced by the Democrat Party. This is embraced by Planned Parenthood. This is embraced by white women who march in favor of this practice. And they march in favor of people like Hermit Gosnell, serial baby murderer. And they even when the undercover videos were filmed and where people at Planned Parenthood were caught on tape saying, yeah, they harvest baby parts for money, then they attacked the filmmakers and even had them charged with some crimes of some kind. They attacked the filmmakers and said, oh, it's been discredited because the video was edited. Really? Every video you see on CNN is edited. Does that mean they're all discredited? I mean, the campaign to keep pushing Planned Parenthood and the murder, the systematic murder of black babies in America has so much power and money, political power behind it. And people like Ashley Judd and people like Madonna and all these unhinged, insane liberals, crazy, insane mass murderers on the left who hate black people. And yet, isn't it interesting? They exploit the black vote at every election. So while they're murdering your babies, if you're black, they demand that you vote for them. Isn't that interesting? And they're still getting it like 85% of the black vote or something in that neighborhood, because the scam continues. It's the greatest con. It's a genocidal con. The most horrific genocidal con in the history of our country. And it continues to be perpetrated quite successfully by the mentally ill mass murdering left. And people ask me, why do I say that liberalism is the greatest threat to humankind on our planet today? An even greater threat than pesticides, an even greater threat than GMOs. Why is liberalism a greater threat than even nuclear weapons or nuclear power or any of these things? The answer is because liberalism is rooted in genocidal tendencies, mass murder, destruction, mental insanity, and totalitarian regimes that rule over the people. If you look on the political spectrum and you start with liberalism or progressivism and you keep going to the left, you get, you know, you've got socialism and communism and Marxism and fascism, which is really statism. And if you look across the planet at which countries are run by leftists, that is statists and Marxists and so on, they are the bastions of mass human suffering, mass murder, political executions of enemies, suppression of free speech, suppression of gun rights. You know, you look at North Korea, look at Venezuela, or Cuba is a better example even. Look at communist China, look at the old Soviet the USSR, the Soviet Empire that is no longer in existence. You look at these regimes, and what do they all have in common? They're extreme leftists, extreme communism, collectivism. They all believe in the state having absolute power over the people, and they believed in extermination of people with whom they did not agree. And Nazi Germany, a great example of extreme fascism and a kind of state-run economy, which is characteristic of the left. You know, some people mistakenly call the Nazi regime the far right. That's completely wrong. People don't, again, another example of how leftists don't even know history. The word Nazi, Nazi, stands for, the Na part stands for national, and Z is socialism. The word Nazi means national socialism. That is what Nazi means. Just check the history books if you don't believe me. The Nazis were socialists and they were totalitarians, and they did not like the Jews. And so they wanted to exterminate the Jews. And they actually did a lot of that extermination before they were ultimately stopped. And this is exactly what Planned Parenthood is doing to black men and women and babies all across America today. I don't mean they're exterminating black men. I mean, they're convincing black men to condone the extermination of their babies. They're exterminating the babies, but in doing so, they're decimating the African-American race, and that has been their goal. Just like the Nazi Germany goal was to exterminate Jews, who they saw as inferior. This is Margaret Sanger and Planned Parenthood. They saw blacks as inferior, and they wanted to exterminate them in order to, in their minds, what they described as making the human race better by killing off the human weeds, in their words. And so when you have all these white women marching around Washington, they are so vile and so vulgar and so deranged and psychotic, they are marching in favor of the mass murder of blacks. And it's beyond disgusting. It's beyond a crime against humanity. It is an expression of the extreme violence and mental illness of the left that I fear can only now be stopped through a civil war. And I got to tell you something. If this civil war starts, I welcome all of my African American brothers and sisters who are interested in liberty to be on the side of patriotism and human rights. Because we will defeat the evil of the left that is genocidal and murderous, deceptive, psychotic, unstable, and just filled with lie after lie after lie, and a dark, dark history of genocidal maniacs trying to exterminate little black babies because they thought of them as human weeds. I welcome people of every skin color, of every religious background, even of every sexual orientation, everyone who believes in liberty and actual human rights, universal human rights. I welcome Asians and Latinos and Africans and South Americans. I welcome Europeans and Russians and people of every color, religion, background, nationality, orientation, you name it. If they believe in liberty, then welcome to the team. Because we, the people who believe in liberty, it looks like we're going to have a day where we are going to have to fight to defend this republic against the insanity of the unhinged and violent left. And their violence is carried out every single day through Planned Parenthood, through these murder chop shops, just murder factories that they run in the inner cities to just gruesomely engage in mass serial killing and calling it women's health. And it is time that we, those of us who support the protection of life, those of us who support true tolerance and true diversity and welcome people of different backgrounds and different skin color and different ideas, it's time that we stood up and stopped the genocide of Planned Parenthood. There is no more evil organization in this country right now than Planned Parenthood. I mean, yeah, the DNC is evil, but it's more of a corruption, a political evil. In terms of spiritually evil, Planned Parenthood is a murder organization. It is engaged in mass murder. I mean, we're talking about babies that are alive. Their hearts are beating. Their biology is functioning. Babies that have senses, and they even are forming memories, and their brains are learning. Even before they're born, they are fully formed. Little children ready to be born, some of them in their ninth month, and then they are murdered in the name of progressivism, in the name of white power women, marching on Washington, making fools of themselves, wearing genitalia hats. The ludicrousness, the depth of insanity of the Planned Parenthood movement and these white marching women, it just knows no bounds. It is the most disgusting display of ignorance and vile behavior and vulgarity, and genocidal, psychotic views that I have ever seen in my lifetime. It's like a murder pride march. They're proud of the murder. They're proud of the murder. And they walk around dressed up like vaginas because they're insane. They're absolutely insane. I just hope and pray that enough of us wake up, enough of us people of color. I'm a Native American myself. I also welcome people of European Americans and African Americans and Asian Americans and Latino Americans. If we do nothing else, let's stop the mass murder of babies. Let us stop abortion from being used as a form of birth control. And I understand there can be certain limited cases, you know, incest and rape and so on. But for abortion to be used as a form of routine birth control and harvesting of organs is insane. And it is the depths of evil. And it is one of the reasons why America is going to be so aggressively judged by spiritual forces, by the way. Just so you know, there is a spiritual angle behind all of this. And I also want to bring your attention to the fact that in communist China, another radical leftist regime, where I'm sure people like Ashley Judd and Madonna would feel right at home, in communist China, they routinely arrest Falun Gong meditation members so that they can harvest their organs to sell on the black market. Now, when they harvest their organs, they kill the donor. So the Chinese government kidnaps people who are meditating, all right? And they murder them, and they steal their organs so they can make some extra cash selling those organs on the black market. And who are they selling them to? The political elite, the wealthy elite, the corporatists, those who have money and connections and power in China. This kind of practice parallels the Planned Parenthood abortion in so many ways because it's organ harvesting in Planned Parenthood too. It is murdering a living being in order to take their organs to have some financial gain. And it is doing so in gross violation of fundamental human rights and ethics and just every medical ethics consideration imaginable. It is a violation of life. It is a violation of motherhood. It is murder. It is genocidal. And it is perfectly aligned with communist China and the radical leftist ideology of modern-day liberalism in America. And this is why it must be stopped. And this is why, ultimately, it will be stopped. So, if you're an African-American hearing this, you've heard many of my other podcasts, and you've heard me talk about universal human rights, and you've heard me talk about how Black Lives Matter is an artificial front group run by leftists to control black people who are not fully informed. If you are African American, I encourage you to share this with everyone you know. Let them know that there are people like me out there who look white. I look white even though I'm Native American. I look like a white person who get it. We know that Planned Parenthood is genocide against blacks. We know that liberalism is endorsing this genocide against blacks. And we know that leftism on the political spectrum is all about exploiting black people, controlling and enslaving black people in a whole new kind of way. And it is time for black America to embrace conservative principles, which are rooted in fundamental human liberties and fundamental human rights, and greater economic opportunities for African Americans and greater reforms for the inner cities. You see, Democrats want to give black people free handouts and food stamps and abortions and keep you as a slave in their system of dependence. Whereas Republicans want to give you, or at least Trump in particular, wants to reform your cities and give you an opportunity to start a business, to have a better job, to be able to afford Obamacare, or to have your employer afford Obamacare so that you can keep that job and you don't get laid off or fired or have your hours cut. The only real future for black Americans is in conservative economic principles and in rejecting the genocidal mental illness of leftism, liberalism, and the Democrat Party. The Democrat Party is using you. It is lying to you. It is murdering your babies. The Democrat Party is run by the people who founded the KKK. The Democrat-controlled media lies to you, tells you it's Republicans that hate black people. It isn't. It's exactly the opposite. It's liberals that have historically gone after black people and continue to do so today through Planned Parenthood. It's time to get your head on straight, people. It's time to wake up and get the real facts of what's going on, because you, as a culture in America, African-American culture, you are going to go extinct if you stay with the Democrats. They're going to wipe you out. They're going to make you insignificant. They're going to take away your opportunity. They're going to exploit you for your votes while they're murdering and chopping the heads off your babies, organ harvesting from your babies. And they're going to try to appease you with handouts and empty rhetoric, just empty talk like Obama did for 8 years, promising he was going to make your life better. Is your life really better? Don't think so. It's time to reject the scourge of liberalism in America. Reject that white power woman's march in Washington that was all about murdering your babies. Reject Planned Parenthood and step up to the plate in the sense of taking a stand against those systems, taking a stand for you and your family and your community, your brothers and sisters, your ancestry, taking a stand, standing up and say, yeah, I'm going to be a father for this child. Or say, yes, I'm going to go to work. I'm going to start a business. I'm going to be a contractor. I'm going to provide a service. I'm going to make a wage, provide for my family, and actually raise children in an environment that is conducive to the sustainability of our culture. You owe it to yourself and your ancestors to take a stand against the Democrats today. Democrats are the most evil, most corrupt, most spiritually corrupt group imaginable, and they will stop at nothing until they have achieved mass genocide of you and your people. It's just like in a place like Somalia, or different African tribes going after each other with machetes and committing mass murder with machetes. Planned Parenthood, they do it with scalpels and other instruments. It's the same thing. Now they just call it women's health. It's a lie. You are being murdered. You and your kind are being murdered. And Obama was going to replace you with Latinos and illegal aliens. And now they're replacing you with Muslim refugee immigrants from other countries in the Middle East. The Democrat Party has decided they don't need black votes anymore, because they're going to bring in Latino votes and other illegal aliens from all over, and that's going to be their voting base. They have abandoned you, but they're still murdering your babies. Wake up, folks. Wake up. It's time to realize this war has been waged against you and your kind for a very long time, and if you don't wake up and start fighting back, you are going to be decimated. You're going to be made virtually extinct. Don't take money from the government any longer than you have to get on your own two feet. Don't vote for Democrats. They will enslave you and trick you, deceive you while they're murdering you. Don't fall for it. It's time to rethink your reality. So pass along this message and thank you for listening. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, a believer in universal human rights. And you can catch my podcast at healthrangerreport.com.
Click subscribe to stay plugged in to the Health Ranger Report.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.